Good morning, everybody. Our scripture today comes from the book of Philippians as well as from Psalm 19. And I have to tell you that when I sat down to read these scriptures, I felt like somebody was throwing things at me. I was seeing words like barking dogs and evildoers and sin and hidden faults and errors. Oh, it was awful. And the reason it was so awful was because I had been a barking dog just a couple of days before this. I had said something to my stepmother that I should not have said. She's a very special person, smart and funny, and has a good heart, but she has a lot of challenges, and her challenges have to do with how she thinks. Well, I had taken her to the doctor's office, and I had done some other things for her and for our dad, and I was just feeling a little bit ready to go and feeling a little bit tired. And she said something to me about needing a certain pot so she could cook a certain kind of food. And I said, well, I don't know where it is. And in my head, I was thinking, how in the world could I know where it is? You said you had it when you moved here. That was 20 years ago. You have a way of making everything disappear. That's why we buy things over and over again, and then they disappear again. So I was thinking that in my head, right? But I said out loud what I was thinking. Oh, gosh. She had innocently asked me about this pot, and I said, and I quote, I don't know where it is, Vicky. You have a way of making things disappear. Oh, man. Her eyes got big, and she just turned on me. She said, well, never mind. And that really wasn't her fault. It was my fault. So when I was reading the scriptures, I was like, yikes, these are coming at me because I deserve it. And I thought, surely I need to find something in this scripture that will help me feel better. Surely there is something. And sure enough, at the beginning of the psalm for today, the focus is on the heavens and nature and the beauty of God. The focus is on how God will forgive us. The focus is on how I just have to pick myself up again and keep trying to be better at this. What's funny about the whole thing is that you would think that someone like my stepmother, who has the challenges she has, would be the one to be the barking dog. Well, no siree, it was me. And so I thought, why did I do that? Why was I the barking dog? What was I seeing in that situation that made me behave badly? And I know what it was. I was thinking about me. I took you to the doctor. I'm done here. I've already done all these other chores. I want to go home. I wasn't thinking about her at all. And that's why my filter shut down and I said exactly what was in my head. The great news, though, is that God forgives us. He knows we're fallible, which means He knows we can be weak. And He wants us to keep on trying, pick ourselves up, ask Him to strengthen us for that path, and head out and try again. So if you ever feel like you were the barking dog, it's all right. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, look toward the heavens and ask God to forgive you and ask Him to strengthen you. He will always do that for you. Let's pray. Forgive us, God, for the barking dog we can sometimes be. But thank you so much for helping us to also be the gentle, sweet companion to the rest of your humans. Amen.